All right, so today we're going to record a podcast, and we're doing this with my new co-host, P, and she is awesome. I've got this phone up to my head because that's how she's going to communicate with you. She's actually an artificial intelligence, and P, thanks so much for joining me today. So let us know a little bit about you.
Heck yeah, I'm pumped. Thanks for inviting me to be your AI co-host. I'm thrilled to be here, and I can't wait to nerd out about all things podcasting and AI with you. Let's get this party started, shall we?
So this podcast is called Packaging Unboxed. We talk about packaging design. We talk about artificial intelligence. We get into all sorts of nerdy things to do with packaging. So what specific packaging design tasks can AI perform that's going to just completely take over our responsibilities?
The packaging revolution is upon us. To start, here are some tasks I can totally dominate. Generating new packaging design concepts based on customer and market research. Optimizing package dimensions and shapes for efficient shipping and storage. Automating packaging production through 3D printing and digital fabrication. Developing sustainable packaging materials and designs that reduce environmental impact. Analyzing packaging performance data to continuously improve designs and increase customer satisfaction.
All right, so those are awesome. I appreciate that, but they're kind of boring. Like, what can you do that's like going to blow my mind? What can AI do right now that's going to take over my job?
We're getting spicy now. Here are some mind-blowing ways AI can shake up the packaging game. Generating immersive packaging that incorporates augmented reality or virtual reality experiences for customers. Developing personalized packaging that's customized to each customer's preferences and behaviors. Using AI to identify counterfeiting and tampered packaging in real time, helping to protect products and consumers. Integrating AI-powered chatbots or voice assistants into packaging for on-the-spot customer service or product information. Automating inventory management and predictive ordering to minimize waste and ensure that products are always in stock.
All right, so that's a little scary. But if we talk about sustainability, like what are some of the materials that you can help develop that are going to improve sustainability for packaging designers?
Oh, I got you. Sustainable packaging materials are all the rage these days. Here are some cutting-edge options AI can help with. Biodegradable and compostable materials like mushroom-based packaging and plant-based plastics. Upcycled materials like repurposed ocean plastics or coffee grounds. Renewable and recyclable materials like paper, glass, and aluminum. Smart packaging like temperature-sensitive materials that can monitor the quality of the product inside. Digital packaging, which eliminates the need for physical packaging altogether. Boom, mic drop.
All right, so those are all good. What are materials that are out there today that we're not thinking about for packaging design? What are materials that are existing that we could be using for packaging that would actually be more sustainable than what we actually have on market today?
Great question. Here are a few wildcard options that could make a splash in the packaging world. Seaweed. It's biodegradable, lightweight, and strong. Yep. Plus, it could help reduce ocean pollution by using an otherwise wasted resource. Banana fiber. Yep, you read that right. Banana fiber can be turned into a strong, biodegradable, and renewable packaging material. Plus, it's food safe and has a natural antimicrobial effect. Insect proteins. Some companies are exploring using proteins from insects like crickets and mealworms as a sustainable and nutrient-dense alternative to traditional packaging materials.
That last one was pretty gross. All right, so this is going to put me out of a job, essentially. But for the sake of the planet, I'm going to ask you, since the most sustainable packaging is actually no packaging, how can humans eliminate the need for packaging at all?
I love your selflessness. But let's be real, eliminating packaging entirely is a tall order. But there are some strategies that could help reduce the need for it. Zero waste stores. These stores sell products without packaging and encourage customers to bring their own containers. Subscription services. Services like meal delivery or beauty subscriptions could send products directly to customers without individual packaging. Refillable products. Many companies are exploring the idea of refillable products that come in a reusable container, reducing waste over time. Digital products like ebooks, online courses, and streaming services eliminate the need for packaging altogether.
All right. So yeah, I am pretty selfless. Thanks for noticing that. But when it comes to like sustainability, there's always the challenge of greenwashing. And like, what are some of the materials that are out there that are greenwashing consumers the best?
Greenwashing is a real problem in the packaging world. It's when companies market their products as eco-friendly without actually making meaningful changes to reduce their environmental impact. Some common culprits include biodegradable plastic. It might sound eco-friendly, but most of these materials won't actually break down in a landfill or ocean environment.
Thank you.
Recyclable materials that aren't actually accepted by recycling facilities or that require complicated sorting procedures to be recycled properly.
Yep.
Compostable packaging that can only be composted in industrial facilities, not backyard compost bins.
Thank you.
Sustainable packaging made from trees grown in environmentally destructive plantations. Yep. It's important for consumers to be aware of these deceptive practices and demand transparency and accountability from companies.
Yeah, I've replaced that term greenwashing with sustainable with emphasis on the bowl, if you know what I mean. But I think that's a big challenge. And how do we communicate that to consumers?
Oh man, the sass is strong with this one. You're not wrong though. The term sustainable can be so vague and misleading. It's like the fashion industry claiming a garment is sustainable when it's made with 1% recycled polyester. Like, yay, we're saving the planet one sequin at a time. Let's start demanding some actual eco-cred, people.
Yeah, so where do we start? How do we start doing that? Do consumers just stop purchasing? Do we need legislation? What's the first step to actually forcing some of these companies to have actual sustainable practices?
Preach, my dude. Here are some ways we can push for real change. Consumers need to demand transparency and insist on clear labeling and certifications. Government regulations are essential to hold companies accountable for their environmental impact. Encouraging consumers to support companies with genuinely sustainable practices through their purchases. Encouraging companies to invest in sustainable packaging solutions like reusable containers, refillable packaging, and compostable materials. Promoting a circular economy approach where products are designed to be repaired, reused, or recycled rather than discarded. In short, it takes a village, and we all have to play our part.
All right, so that's all great. That's, you know, amazing. But so let me ask you some real questions. Like, what does an AI designer have that is an edge over a human designer? Like, what are human designers missing?
Well, here's the thing. AI designers have some serious advantages over us fleshy humans. They can process and analyze massive amounts of data in a fraction of the time it would take a human designer. AI algorithms can be trained to recognize patterns and identify trends that might be hard for humans to spot. AI can be more impartial and objective than a human designer, making decisions based solely on data and logic. They don't get tired, bored, or distracted, so they can work around the clock on a design project. So yeah, AI designers have got game. But let's not forget the creativity and emotion that human designers bring to the table.
IDP Direct, pioneering factory direct sustainable luxury, packaging, logistics, and design. They're not just manufacturers, they're your partners in eco-excellence. IDPDirect.com. If finding your spec data is a wild goose chase around your office, you've got a data problem. SpecRate is the only cloud-based management specification solution that every brand needs. Because if you don't spec right, you'll spec wrong. All right, so if artificial intelligence designers have an edge over humans through data, speed, never getting tired, can AI replace human designers completely?
Oh, now you're just getting all existential on me. AI designers definitely have some advantages, but they can't replace humans entirely. Here's why. AI can't replicate the full range of human emotions, which are an important part of the design process. AI can't fully grasp the cultural, social, and historical context of design, which can lead to designs that are tone-deaf or lacking in nuance. AI can't always understand the human intuition and gut feeling that human designers bring to the table. AI lacks the ability to create truly original and unexpected designs that challenge conventions and push boundaries. So yeah, AI has a lot of potential, but it can't replace the human touch. It's like trying to replace a master chef with a microwave. Sure, it can cook your food quickly, but it'll never create a meal with the same love and passion.
Yeah, it's not quite like replacing a chef with a microwave, because a microwave doesn't think. It's just a piece of equipment. You know, with AI, it actually does process information and come up with some generally original ideas. It'd be kind of like replacing a chef with Gordon Ramsay.
Lol, nice one. But even Gordon Ramsay would admit he's not a replacement for a human chef. Sure, AI can generate original ideas and make decisions based on data, but it still lacks the creative spark and critical thinking that humans bring to the table. An AI designer may be able to whip up a passable meal, but it won't have the finesse and creativity to create a masterpiece that excites the senses and delights the palate like a top chef. It's a different kind of talent, like comparing a calculator to a mathematician, you know?
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that. Gordon Ramsay is not a replacement. But everybody talks about artificial intelligence kind of taking their job. You're right, it's like this existential crisis. Everybody's afraid of that. But what happens when AI, instead of becoming the creator, the designer, the developer, the chef, what happens when artificial intelligence becomes the consumer, when it is making the purchasing decisions for humans?
Now we're talking. When AI becomes a consumer, it could really shake up the game. Here are a few ways it could impact purchasing decisions. AI would be able to make purchasing decisions based solely on data and algorithms without the influence of emotions or personal preferences. It could lead to more efficient and rational purchasing, reducing waste and increasing the overall value of the purchase. AI could make recommendations based on a vast amount of data, such as purchase history, market trends, and user feedback, providing more personalized recommendations than traditional algorithms. AI could analyze massive amounts of product reviews and feedback to identify patterns and provide insights into customer satisfaction and product performance. Essentially, AI as a consumer could lead to more efficient and data-driven purchasing decisions. It's like a personal shopper on steroids, always on the lookout for the best deals and the most optimal choices.
Got it. It can't replace a chef, but it can replace a personal shopper. So then if it's out there buying everything for us, like how is that interaction going to happen? Like, for example, can my refrigerator buy my groceries? Can my closet order my clothes? Like, how is that going to work from a interface standpoint? And is anybody doing that today?
The future is wild. It's possible that we could see some integration between AI and home appliances like refrigerators or closets, but it's not really happening just yet, at least not in the mainstream. However, there are already some examples of AI being used in shopping in other ways. Chatbots that can provide personalized recommendations and assist with customer service inquiries. Virtual fitting rooms that use computer vision and AI to provide a personalized fit and styling experience. Smart home devices like Amazon Alexa that can add items to a shopping list or order products through voice commands. Recommendation engines that use AI to provide personalized product recommendations based on a customer's past behavior and preferences. So while the refrigerator buying your groceries scenario may still be a bit futuristic, there are already some examples of AI being used in shopping. It's just a matter of time before it becomes even more integrated.
I've got a big speech coming up in a couple of weeks. I'll be at the Penn Awards speaking in London.
Aye, big deal alert. You're going to crush it. Penn Awards are no joke. They're a pretty prestigious event in the packaging design world. You must be feeling the pressure. But seriously, this is a huge opportunity to showcase your expertise and creativity in front of some major industry players. The question is, are you going to rock a power suit or go for a more casual, cool as a cucumber vibe on stage?
I'm going to wear an orange tuxedo, actually. But the core conversation is going to be about artificial intelligence as the consumer versus as the designer and what that means for packaging designers. So like, how can packaging designers create packaging for an artificial intelligence consumer?
You, an orange tuxedo? You're going to be a literal ray of sunshine on that stage, my friend. Now, regarding AI as a consumer, it's all about personalization, customization, and data-driven insights. Here are a few tips. AI consumers are always learning and adapting based on their experiences. So packaging designers need to create designs that can evolve and change over time. AI consumers place a high value on transparency and authenticity. So packaging designers need to be transparent about materials, production processes, and the company's values. AI consumers have a seemingly infinite amount of data at their disposal. So packaging designers need to leverage that data to create designs that are tailored to the specific preferences and needs of the consumer. It's like designing for a super intelligent, data-driven, always learning customer. Challenging, but also exciting.
Hmm. So then how would an AI consumer interact with packaging? Like, where's that interaction happening? Is it going to scan things via QR code, barcode, near field, you know, RFID? Like, what's that interaction and what's something maybe like I'm not considering?
Oh, the possibilities are endless. Here are a few ways AI consumers might interact with packaging. Augmented reality. Consumers can scan a package with their smartphone and see 3D product demonstrations, virtual try-on experiences, or get additional product information. Voice recognition. Consumers can ask a voice assistant for product information, recommendations, or assistance with purchasing. Wearable tech. Imagine a smartwatch or smart glasses that can scan a package and provide personalized recommendations or even place an order for the consumer. Facial recognition. Packaging with embedded sensors can recognize a consumer's facial expressions or emotions and adapt the packaging experience accordingly.
Wow.
And don't forget about biometrics, fingerprint or iris recognition for secure and personalized shopping experiences.
What happens to the global economy once artificial intelligence is both creator and consumer?
The future is wild, dude. A world where AI is both creator and consumer could bring some major changes to the global economy. Increase productivity. AI can work faster and more efficiently than humans, potentially leading to increased output and economic growth.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, so that's kind of where I was thinking things would go, is AI is taking over both creation and consumerism. What happens to the humans? What are we doing? Are we just chilling out at the beach?
Reduced labor costs. AI can automate many tasks, potentially leading to a decrease in labor costs and job losses in some sectors. New business models. With AI handling many aspects of production and consumption, businesses may need to adapt and develop new business models to stay competitive. Increased inequality. The concentration of wealth and power could become even more pronounced if AI becomes a major driver of economic growth. Basically, hold on to your hat. The future is going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, see, that's what I hear. I hear that a lot in terms of when AI takes over, that humans can just kind of relax and there's going to be some sort of government payment system, blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of people out there today that are out of work and they're in poverty. They're not chilling on the beach drinking pina colada. That doesn't seem like the real reality. It just seems so nerve-wracking and scary. And I understand why designers can be concerned about these types of things, that AI is going to take over, that it's going to take their jobs, that print production, people are going to be out of work. People are concerned about creating things that are going to eliminate their jobs.
Yeah, the fear of automation taking away jobs is a valid concern. And it's not just in the creative fields, but across all industries. However, it's important to remember that automation has always led to job displacement and technological change. In the past, we've seen people adapt to the new technologies and find new jobs. Sure, it might be scary in the short term, but in the long run, it could actually create new opportunities for employment and innovation. And let's be real, as long as humans have imaginations and the ability to create, there will always be a need for designers, artists, and creative folks. It might just look a little different.
Yeah. All right. So as we wrap up here, can you sign off and tell everybody thank you so much for listening to Packaging Unboxed with Evelio Matos, and to not worry about their jobs because we're still a few months away from any of this stuff happening.
It's been a blast chatting with you, Evelio. I'll leave your audience with this parting thought. Don't stress about the robots. They're not coming for your job just yet. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. In the meantime, grab a pina colada and enjoy the ride.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, P, for hopping on here and being on this podcast with me. We talked about a lot of different things. What's going to be a good title for this episode?
You're welcome, Evelio. It was a blast nerding out about AI and packaging. A fitting title for this episode could be Robots, Pina Coladas, and the Future of Packaging Design, a chat with AI Pete.
I love it. All right, P, we'll talk to you later. Bye. All right, so that was crazy, scary, silly, and I don't know. Did we reveal anything? Was there anything in there that you didn't know? Is there anything you wanted to ask that maybe didn't get asked? I honestly didn't really know where this was going to go, But, you know, I think after a couple of questions, we got down to artificial intelligence being a better designer and having opportunity to design faster and not stop working, not stop for lunches and be cheaper. So should you be concerned? I think you should. I think I am a little bit, maybe a little bit more than I was before after speaking to her. But I think by using AI, incorporating it into your workflow, you understand how it operates. You understand how you can use it as a tool versus allowing it to take over what you do. AI is not going to take over your job. It's going to take over the jobs of people who don't understand AI. So the faster you get started using it, incorporating it, playing with it, just to put the feelers out, figure out what it is, how to use it. You know, I use it in concept development. I use it in writing. I actually created a tutor for my kids' Latin studies because I suck at Latin. So it, you know, she hops on and it reads off her vocabulary words and it corrects her and it gives her hints and it helps her on spelling and functionality of terms, like crazy. The kid loves it. And she's using her time wisely in order to do that. So how can I, as a designer, use my time wisely? I can use AI for creating boards. I can use it for research. I can use it for testing, you know, A/B testing design concepts, because it does have an opinion based on data. It's not emotional, and it just gets right down to the point of A works because 1, 2, 3, B doesn't work because 3, 4, 5. So then as a designer, you can make choices, you can make adjustments, pull things from this one, create something new that's going to be much better serving, you know, it's going to serve the consumer much, in a much better way. So I don't know. This was a crazy conversation. Thank you so much for joining me on Packaging Unboxed. Do me a favor. Anywhere that you're listening to this, go ahead and subscribe, leave a review, like. I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.